Well, welcome to the Daily. I am Carolyn Dennis, and this is where we get a dose of our daily scripture. Lately, the precious Lord, has been giving me some really powerful words, and I have one for you today, and I'm very excited to bring this to you. I want to tell you, first of all, that on the daily, I sometimes share devotions, but lately it has been words from the Lord. And these are so exciting. I think that this will help you as we fight the good fight of faith. And I encourage you to listen to it all the way to the end. Please like, share, and subscribe to our channel. We have moved off of Facebook. We're not going to share the daily on Facebook anymore because the Lord told me to leave Meta, because he told me that Meta means death and he doesn't want us on Facebook anymore. It's not that we don't love our Facebook friends. We hope that our Facebook friends will come and find us here on YouTube, Rumble, Truth Social, and other channels that we are on. We're on several platforms. So I also want to share that I co-host a show with my friend Audra called Declaring Your Destiny, and we do Bible studies, and we have guests that come that we interview that share their journey with Jesus, something that happened with them that only Jesus could have done, or a miracle in their life, how they got set free from something evil in their life, or even some people just bring us a powerful message from God. So please tune in to the daily and Declaring Your Destiny. Okay, so I want to get this word out to you. I'm going to pull it up, and I have it transcribed and typed up in my computer, and it's called Stand Up, United States. So let me pull it up so that I can share this word with you. This is so wonderful and powerful, and I know that you are going to love it. Okay, here we go. I'm going to have to look at my notes because my computer's not working right. Okay. Here we go. I received this word on Sunday, April the 7th, 2024. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I created the heavens and the earth. There is none like me. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God who was and is to come. Stand up, United States, and believe in me. Believe in my power. Believe in my wonders. Believe in my glory. Believe in my son. Receive my son and learn from him. Exalt his name, the name above all names, Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. Holy is the Lamb of God. He is high and lifted up and worthy to be praised. Tell everyone about my beautiful, precious son. Time is running out, and I want no one to perish, not even your and mine enemies. I love all of my children, even those who have turned against me. I love all with an everlasting love. Choose wisely whom you will serve. Turn away from all evil and look to the glorious light, the light of my precious Son, Jesus. Magnify his name and expect that I'm going to move in a mighty way in this earth. We have allowed the evil ones plenty of time to turn from their wicked ways, and yet many only increased in their evil against you and against me. It is enough. I am turning the tide red. It will be red across the land, and all will say that only God could have done this. Wait and see. Hold on. My great United States will flourish and prosper once again. It will even be better than ever before. There will be prosperity and plenty in the land and new creations, inventions, technologies, and much more to enhance the lives of my precious little children. Take care, my precious little children, and listen carefully to the instruction of the Holy Spirit. He knows everything, and he can lead, guide, direct your path in better ways than you ever dreamed. He has the wisdom, knowledge, and creativity. He can help you to accomplish the simplest task, such as what to wear, or the most complex task, even things beyond your thinking. We love you with an everlasting heart. We will never leave you nor forsake you, our precious little children. We are three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we are in agreement and work together. We each have tasks and roles. We are together and will be with you always. Take time to spend privately with us. We want to have the pleasure of your company. Invite us into all areas of your life. We only come where we are welcome. We have great plans for you and your family. Let us lead and guide you. Allow us to make your decisions and order your steps and direct your pathways. You will have the life we designed, and it will be better than the crooked path of man. Study my word and learn of me. Study my word and meet my son in a new way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no one like my son. Bend the knee and give him praise, honor, and glory. Spread the news about my son Jesus and all that he has done for you. Keep my commandments and love one another with a pure heart. Be quick to forgive even those who are unforgivable. If I can forgive, then surely you can. Find time for me today and enjoy your life. Look for my goodness and enjoy your friends and family. I love you with an everlasting heart. Holy is the word of God. Amen. Now that was really powerful, and I want to give you some key points that the Father told me. First of all, he said, exalt his son Jesus and tell everybody about Jesus. And if you have been impacted by in your life as I have by Jesus, you want to spread the good news. Don't be nervous about telling people about Jesus. People want to hear about Jesus. And many times you just don't know when you give somebody a word or you ask to pray with them, the difference you're going to make in their life. You may not see it now, but God's going to show you later. He also said for us United States to stand up and expect, because believe, he said there's going to be a red tide in our land, and it will be across the land, and it will be only that he could have done it, and we're going to see it. And for me, this means that President Trump is going to win. So you can expect this red tide that is coming. How exciting! Let me get some water. The Father also said for us to keep his commandments, to love one another with an like he loves us, and to forgive even the unforgivable. And to spend time with him and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and ask the Holy Spirit for direction in your life. New things are coming, creations, inventions, and technologies, and it is going to be like we're living in a dream. So you stay tuned and wait and see. It is going to happen. The Father has told me, and I am excited, and you should be too. So exalt Jesus in all that you do, and you are just going to spend days of wonder and awe as the glory hits this earth. Thank you for joining me. I hope to see you soon. Please subscribe to the channel and like and share. And when you do, this increases our algorithms so that others will get the opportunity to see this video as well. Thank you again. You can reach me at beautyforashes429@gmail.com. Blessings to you and shalom.